Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Anina Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
It is Home Show Garden Pros. And, you know, we're excited about dishing out gardening information. And that's what we do. That's how we dish out gardening information. We talk gardening. We discuss gardening. We answer questions.
We do.
And we feel very confident about our skill in this area because we've gathered, like Anita, all of the super team, if you will, the question Avengers. No, I don't know how to make it like Avengers, but...
You can't know everything, so...
Yeah,
we do.
That's really a great way to put it. So
yes.
I'm just going to read you this incredible list of places. And, you know, all of them are absolutely fanabulous and worth your visit. So starting off, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That's
where Anita Nelson hails from.
Mm-hmm.
You got plants for all seasons up there on 249 just past Louetta. Incredible place, beautiful. That's Sherry. She'll be in here the second hour. That's her crib, her place, her joint. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, bookending Richmond, Texas, southwest of town. Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, also in Kingwood, Kingwood Garden Center. And then our newest, new kid on the block, Nature's Way Resources, our newest co-op member. That was a lot of fun, kind of happened last week. Mm-hmm. Invited him in and he was like, yeah. And we're like, sweet. So a bunch of places, just incredibly wonderful, diverse garden centers to visit. A lot of times we think of Nature's Way Resources as not a garden center, but they have a huge garden center, especially focused on native plants.
Yes.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, I mean, y'all have a beautiful space too. And you were just telling me how it's like every weekend you're just...
Emptied.
Yeah.
Yes.
But because
yep.
you're stocked up before yep. the weekend. I mean, that's so great.
Yeah, we get stocked up and everybody's anxious to get out there and get in the garden and make everything look lush and pretty again. Because you drive through these neighborhoods and it's like... What happened? Did someone
right.
take a blowtorch and go through the whole neighborhood? And so everybody wants to look nice again.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. I had about maybe a 25-foot eucalyptus tree, the silver dollar eucalyptus.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, above the ground it died. The new shoots are coming up. They're
mm-hmm.
maybe 3 feet down, 3 feet, 2 feet, you know, foot and a half. And so we're just we're slowly taking off the ones that aren't the tallest couple. And just, you know, using those as eucalyptus leaves. And they're like the best.
Can you do anything with like the branches? Can you barbecue with them? Or
I doubt it.
Yeah.
You could probably do like a nice like fire,
uh-huh.
you know.
It would smell really, really
yeah.
fragrant.
It has been kind of fire weather if you're like me and you like kind of want a fire all the time.
Yeah, it has been fire weather.
And if it's like 72, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Knowing it's going to get down to 68 here in a little bit.
It's crazy. It's been crazy cool.
Yeah.
But it's great to get out there and get a lot done in the garden before the heat sets in.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely like been a gift. It was one of those like very early hot springs. We may not have recovered from the freeze at all. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It'd be like deflating.
Yeah, because everybody can work pretty comfortably outside.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Once you start, you know, even though it's 50 out there, you start to get going.
Yeah.
You warm up. So, we're going to talk a bunch of different topics. There's a lot to do right now in the garden. Today's going to be beautiful after this kind of like somewhat wet and muggy morning. It'll dry out really quickly. We'll have a really sunny and cool day. So today would be a great day, you know, to get to your favorite garden center and start buying some plants. Now, I've been to a few places
mm-hmm.
In the last couple weeks, yours included. I missed everyone who knows me over there. But... But y'all have a lot of plants. I mean, I keep hearing about a shortage, and I'm sure there is a shortage, and it's affected everybody in some ways, but it seems like there are a ton of plants available.
It's kind of specific.
Okay.
Like, you can't find bottle brush anywhere.
Right.
And certain favorites that everybody loves are difficult to find.
Sure.
But a lot of us in the co-op are bringing in plants from outside of Texas because our local growers are pretty much emptied out.
Sure.
So, yeah, we are getting more and more things in. Seeing things that we didn't have, all of a sudden we're starting to have. Like the giant milkweed came in this week.
Oh, nice.
And that was, I like that plant. And we got Bird of Paradise came in. Mm. And haven't seen any Pride of Barbados, but that's a little later on in the summertime.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're starting to see a lot of things come in. The hibiscuses have been really plentiful. Mm. And I know a lot of people lost hibiscus, and everybody loves them because they bloom all. They're exotic. The flower lasts. The flowers are big.
Flowers are huge.
And
yeah.
They come in a multitude of colors. So, yeah, yeah. But if you came on Sunday, you'd have a whole different attitude. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
We get pretty cleaned out. It's a wonderful thing. I'm glad that so many people are buying and enjoying plants.
Well, and it's, you know, when it comes down to it, the growers too, they need to be responsible, and they are. It sounds like where mm-hmm. it's like they don't need to be selling a bunch of plants way early.
Yes. Yeah.
And so. But you do want them at kind of that perfect time when they've grown into their pot mm-hmm. before they get too root bound, and you know they're ready to go into the ground. They're in mid grow, if you will.
It's true. There's kind of like a window of opportunity there with a potted plant. If it gets too big and too root bound, you can still grow it, but you've got to baby it along, which is what I do. I get all the leftover
yes.
stuff that doesn't sell at the end of the season, and you'd be surprised at a plant that looks like it's on its last legs, but a little bit of seaweed and, and
well,
microlife.
That gravy train may be running up, though, running out. You know, selling out of plants, to take home.
I'm not going to have any leftovers this year.
Yeah, from the sound of it, you know, you'll be too busy to plant it anyway. So, mm-hmm. And we'll talk about this in a little bit, but you're also working so hard to keep up with production on the bog front, on the water front.
Yep. Yeah, my husband and I, we do all the bog production.
Right.
And we spend at least 3 full days a week just planting, and dividing and propagating. It's all asexual propagation. There's no seed propagation with bog plants. So, yeah. But I love it, and it keeps me busy.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
It's fun to see a plant just take off and grow.
Yes. Your efforts go into
And these
success.
Cloudy days are kind of tough for us in the aquatic business. Until it really gets sunny, the water lilies aren't going to take off. So
gotcha.
We got our first flush of crop came in. It was sunny earlier in the spring, remember? But then we've had these cloudy days, and so now it's just slowed everything down.
Yeah.
But as soon as the sun starts coming out, they'll just take off.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, 281-496-5711. We're here to answer your question, and we're going to keep talking gardening. We've got a lot of stuff on our mind that's kind of not pressing exactly, but good to be aware of as April rolls to an end. So we had Earth Day this week, a lot of good things happening. But this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're going to keep talking gardening. Here we go.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston. Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Okay, Home Show Garden Pros, here we are. And, you know, we just fully acknowledge that great success with gardening, it comes from great soils. And you can't have healthy landscapes without healthy soils. So that's just, that is a simple truth in this whole gardening thing. If you're struggling gardening, your plants won't grow, your seeds won't sprout, your tomatoes seem frozen, it's a soil problem. You have a soil problem. And the only thing we can really recommend is Soil Solutions. And that's where Landscapers Pride comes in. They do mulches and soils. They do an incredible job. Talk about premium quality, locally sourced. I really can't use enough of the gardener's magic. It is so cool. It's kind of like I took a great compost and mixed it with a great fertilizer, like low-impact fertilizer, all together. And so you can plant stuff in it. You can use it as a top dressing. It's a great top dressing for veggie beds or around plants. And it's nice and dark and rich. So I also love the black humus. This is another kind of like a compost-focused one. And this is really a carbon-rich material you can put out there. So they have a long line of awesome stuff. And they even have kind of like cool lines. They have a new small bag line, which is really nice. We used to talk about small bags, how great they are for loading and unloading. If you don't need a ton of stuff, like I recently needed a small bag of something like Gardener's Magic, and it was just really great because I had just a small hole. And it was bugging me because it was the only part of my beds that weren't kind of filled. Anyway, do you have a favorite Landscaper's Pride?
We like their premium potting soil a lot.
Yes.
We use that a lot in our potting up for your patio and porch plantings. It was great.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And they use their kind of compost peat that's not really peat, but it's a very fluffy aged pine. Mm-hmm. Really cool. And the thing about potting soil is they have to stay light.
Yes, they do.
They can't get compacted. And Landscaper's Pride does a great job of naturally making these incredible soils. So for healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride soils. All Garden Pro locations, every single one of them, Friendswood Hardware, Southwest Fertilizer, and tons of other spots all over the city, Landscaper's Pride. 281-496-5711. We want to talk to you.
Do we have callers?
Yeah, Ralph's on the phone. Hey, Ralph.
Good morning there. I haven't been getting enough rain, I tell you that what's right now. I don't know why over here in northwest Houston.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to rain a lot, and then it just rains a little.
Yeah, it rained a lot on the west side, but not anywhere else.
It's hurting for me. All right, in my neighbors, they got these oleanders, and they had a vine running in it, and the vine has creeped under my cyclone fence, and it's coming up all over the place, and all of a sudden, there it is, all sprouting all up, and didn't know how to treat that. It's just terrible over there.
What does the vine look like? What are the leaves?
It's got a broad leaf, about three leaves sprouting out from it. And it's under the ground. It's under, and it's because I pull in there, and the vine is coming under my, and it's coming all up. I went over to y'all's place, and I was planting for all season, and they give me a brush on thing to brush everything, but I thought I had something else that I could use.
Well, the brush on is nice because you can spot treat the very, like the trunk of the vine. If you can get to the very base of it, you can kind of brush on there, paint on there, and that will work the best. Now, does it have hairs on the stems, like when it's connecting to the, when it's climbing?
No, it really don't.
Yeah, because I think we're both kind of worried. You said three leaves that you're looking at poison ivy.
No, it's not poison ivy.
Okay, well that's good.
It's a broad leaf, and it is got three points on it on the leaf.
Gotcha. My guess is it's something like greenbrier or something like
that's
that.
That's what I was
just
thinking. Greenbrier,
one of the common like noxious vines.
Yeah, or Carolina vine.
Yeah, Carolina vine. That's mm-hmm. a good one.
Because Carolina vine doesn't have thorns, and greenbrier does. Do you have thorns?
No thorns. No.
Okay.
Well, there's a couple different smilaxes, right?
Yes.
Anyway, spraying something over it really is not going to be effective as far as like solving your problem. It's just going to keep coming back. You're going to keep spraying, making your space worse. I really would, you know, get with those neighbors and see if you can get in there, or they can get in there, cut the trunk and put some of that paint on. You provide the material, they take care of their responsibility. That might be what I try to do.
Yes. Okay. It's weird. It's something weird. Okay. Okay. We're going to have a good one.
Hey, wait, Ralph, how are the pecans doing?
Oh, the pecan tree looks great. I fertilized it. This really is coming out. And my blueberries are really good this year. It's amazing. And, my mayhaws are really, they did really good. My fig tree hasn't quite bloated out yet. So there we go.
Well, there you go, Ralph. Thanks a lot.
And All right, thanks.
It can be very irksome dealing with bad vines. And to me, it's like one of the reasons that I kind of wanted to take out my hurricane fence is I was always having to spray or treat or something.
Yeah, those type of fences are just magnets for vines.
Yeah, because birds like sitting on them and they plant the vines for you. But yeah, I love the availability between a neighbor and not, you know, having a visual block. But yeah, it's just tough. Well, always love to hear from Ralph. Great guy. Avid pecan grower. He's always got his butter beans. I'm sure they're getting planted here pretty soon. So love that. Glad to hear you're doing good, especially in the blueberry front. And we're going to talk berries later on the show. And we have our email question of the week to get to. And then actually we're going to chat berries quite a bit. So 281-496-5711. That's
281-496-5711.
Sorry to laugh. He loves saying the number so much. Maybe. Okay. Well, there we go. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We'll be working hard to find what our customers need. But keep in mind, if you can't find what you're looking for on your first trip, I'm sure we'll be getting it in soon. We have trucks coming in 7 days a week to keep up with the demand. Don't forget to apply some mild organic fertilizer to your plants to help them recover. MicroLife Ocean Forest or the Fox Farm Boomerang is a great product to use. We've got all your vegetable and herb plants that need to be planted this time of year, so come on out and get your garden going. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumber, okra, zucchini, we've got it all. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood and Sugarland. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, which is convenient to West Houston and Cinco Ranch. You can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And don't forget, if we don't answer our phones, we're still here 7 days a week. So just come on out and see us.
And now we're back to Anita and Deanie.
Thanks, Joey. You guys, man, I know you're busting it, Anita. Everybody is. But
yeah.
Enchanted Gardens is looking great, and they're working so hard. You know, they didn't lose their crop in their greenhouse where they're growing everything, but they've sold most of it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, I mean, it's just everything's flying off the shelf. Everybody's gardening a lot. We're all trying to catch up, fill in, do stuff. And, you know, these places are the places to go because they're going to be places like Enchanted Gardens and Nelson's are the places that are going to be kind of responsible in sourcing these plants and providing plants for you. It's also, it's not just kind of like whatever goes. You know, if y'all don't have something, you're like, okay, we don't have it, we'll get it. But also here's this thing that maybe would work in its place. And that's kind of know-how not, you know, nobody but at the garden kind of garden centers have, you know,
yes.
Or the garden pros, I should say, even. It's not just like every single garden center can do that. I mean, it's like just a few of them.
Well, we've had some of our customers go to some places and say there's nobody there to help them and they've got
right.
so many questions. And the one thing you said about we don't have this, but you might want to try that. It's exciting.
Yeah, I think so too.
You might find a plant that, hey, I like this plant better. It blooms a little bit more or it has a color that goes better with my house or
yeah.
I like the flower or it's attracting more butterflies than the other one did. So,
no, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's I just looked at this freeze as a great opportunity for a reset in
yeah.
your garden.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one thing we knew is that, like, you know, yes, there was going to be a lot of plant crops were damaged and plants mm-hmm. were damaged, but then if we could stay flexible, we could have all the plants we could ever want if we could stay flexible.
Flexible is the name of the game in gardening.
Absolutely.
Because you never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at you.
Yeah, I mean, the plants have to flex literally for wind, right?
It's like sure they do.
Yeah, the reason I love it is because uh-huh. it's dynamic, right? It's always changing, always growing.
Yes, yes.
And so, okay, so, you know, this is a live radio show. We love talking to you, 281-496-5711. That's right. And I want to hear from you. So give us a call, 281-496-5711. And we are here to answer your call. We do have multiple other offerings. We have a weekly show that you can get on YouTube or on Facebook Live. And it's a lot of fun. We have a good time there. Kind of lift up nonprofits and garden clubs there. I'm really trying to, like, you know, spread the love, help people out however we can.
I know. And some of the people you've had on are people who have, say, fallen in love with a specific category.
Right.
Roses, and they're so expert.
Yes.
You get such really good information on that Facebook
yeah.
live show that you do.
That's what's like some mm-hmm. of the kind of native folks and rose mm-hmm. folks. And
yes.
Yeah, we're reaching out to the hibiscus folks and plumeria folks. So
yes.
if you guys know anybody in those groups, you know, connect us. And a great way to do that is through our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's the Ask a Pro button. Click on that, and you'll send me an email, and we'll answer it, and then we'll oftentimes even read it on either the Facebook Live or the show here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to go to that. It's our Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week. Bing, bing, dong, bing, bing, bing. Oh, wait, we don't have a sound bite for that, but we'll get one maybe. Are you ready for the question?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's from Rod. What is the best type of tree to plant next to my pool to serve as a privacy screen? The trees we have were severely damaged by the freeze, but they dropped all their leaves into our pool in the winter. So sounds like they were normally deciduous trees, but
yes.
So he's kind of like, take this opportunity to pivot, to
yes.
find something new. He wants trees that are evergreen and don't drop leaves before you really give him a couple great options. Evergreen trees do drop leaves.
They do.
They just do it gradually throughout the year. Usually kind of a dump in spring when new growth
yeah,
coming
dump
out.
In the spring, for sure.
So what are you, for you...
My first thought was Podocarpus.
Okay, yeah.
Which can even be trimmed into a hedge. And it doesn't drop a lot of leaves, and it's real dense and green, so it can fill in real thick and full
yeah.
and be a real privacy screen. And then another one would be bottle brush. Just be
yeah.
prepared that you may lose it every 10 years or so. But those are good ones because they don't drop into the pool, and
right.
that's always a concern.
Yeah, those are two good ones. And you know what's funny is Podocarpus makes a little fruit,
mm-hmm.
So that's kind of neat. Podocarpus foot fruit.
And why not even use your native yopons?
I think
they're
yopon
not a big
is
droppers,
dynamite,
and they trim up real well, and
right.
they attract a lot of birds.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, they think of yopon, and they think of how they've seen them like in woods,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of growing wild,
yeah.
going for the light wherever they can. But if you have it as a sheared specimen,
They look great.
It can be like a
topiary. You can do anything to them, and they will survive.
Yeah, they're definitely survivors.
So you can be, you can prune them and brutalize them as much as you want and make them into anything around your head. And they're not going to be a lot of junky, trashy stuff in the pool all the time.
Yeah.
And you can train them up into trees, too.
And I think that one's a nice one.
A small tree.
A
multi-trunk tree. It looked really attractive. And then in the spring when the cedar waxwings come and eat all the fruit off the tree,
yeah,
that's not dropping into your pool.
You get a little show.
Yeah, you get a fun little show.
I do think that talking about pool plants can be a very specific design element.
Yes.
And then privacy screen is a whole other one. And a lot of viburnums got... especially Awabuki viburnums got totally whacked during the freeze. But those are a lush, very beautiful evergreen. And so there are some hollies that have that kind of feel, and not just the Yaupon, but Nellie Stevens. But a lot of the ones that we just mentioned, the bottle brush are tall, and Yaupon get tall. And other hollies,
yes,
like the tree hollies, I'll just write that. And the last one I would put on here is, and it's what I would run around my pool, because there's something that I love to do, the evening pool time, but mosquitoes are a problem. And that's where wax myrtles are so phenomenal, because they're evergreen. They do attract birds, and they're a natural mosquito repellent. So wax myrtle. There, I added one, wax myrtles. Yay, teamwork.
American Beauty Bush is another one, but it's deciduous. That is, keeps mosquitoes away.
Okay, yeah. All right. Maybe not quite as big as we're looking for, though. Huh?
No.
Yeah. But so, Rod, hope that helps. Hope that helps. A lot of y'all, we actually get that question pretty often. Somebody asked me recently, what's the most common question you get?
Yeah.
And I wonder, it's weeds in my lawn, obviously.
Yeah.
But after that, it's like, what is a good privacy hedge? And I just think this is such a mysterious space. And, you know, the tree hollies, the Yaupon hollies, the bottle brush, these make beautiful... kind of trees. Mm-hmm. And so they're just great things to put out there. So good information.
Yeah,
that's
there's
what we
one
do.
Other shrub, but I can see it in my mind, but I can't think of the name. I wish I could tell our listeners out there that I was thinking of.
It'll pop in the middle of like a conversation about onions or something here.
Probably,
a bit,
so. Yes.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We talk gardening, we talk plants, we talk hardscapes, soils, weeds, all that. 281-496-5711. And I have Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens dishing out great information. And we'll be right back.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. You know, you're out there, you're gardening. If you're not gardening, we would encourage you to garden. We see lots of ways that it's good for you. But if you want to have success, starts with soils. Let's say that your soils are decent, right? You're having some struggles here, some struggles there, some successes here. This product called Rev, is phenomenal, and it will get you to the finish line or past the stasis you're in, past that middle space you're in of some success. It is a organic growth stimulant. That's what it is. Organically, it feeds the root systems of your plants. And as you obviously kind of can imagine, that's where all the nutrients get in the plant. That's where all the water gets in the plant. Having good root health is so key. So that's where Rev comes in. It adds essential carbon, humic acids, improves microbial activity, improves root mass, soil condition. You want more blooms, more fruits? Do you want those things? Yes, you do. Get Rev. Rev is incredible. Rev it up. It has been a greenskeeper secret for reviving turf at top golf courses. So kind of wild. It's just like, oh, now we're talking... wait, we went from fruits and flowers now to grass. Well, it's because all of them have roots. All of them need help. I have been using it lately in my potted plants and working wonders for plants that are kind of in older potting soil. So normally I'm just like, pull it out, change it out, but it's given me another 6 months or whatever of incredible growth in those. So perfect for seeds, foliar spray, transplanting, turf maintenance. Dakota Rev is available at a lot of places. You guys have it, right?
Yeah, we actually use it in our production.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yes, and I've been spraying it on my, I have a Pittosporum that got hit real bad by the freeze, and it's coming back, and
I've been
babying it along with the Dakota Rev.
Good job revving it up.
I'm revving it up.
R-E-V. We call it Dakota Rev, but you look on the label, it'll just say Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Little glass bottle, extremely concentrate.
I think it's plastic.
Little plastic bottle, extremely concentrate. You're going to want to mix that for sure.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way.
Absolutely.
So you feel like you're spending a lot of money, but actually you're buying something extremely concentrated. So you don't need to use a little bit when you treat.
Yeah, and man, you want tomato health, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Drench and foliar spray for tomatoes. Online at organicrev.com. If you want more info about the product and where to buy it, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. Telling you this stuff, it's great. It is great. All right, 281-496-5711. We're Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, an awesome destination gardening shop in Katy, Texas. Just amazing. You can just really just... Do people bring lawn chairs and just sit by the brook, you know? The
little happen, yes. Sometimes people even bring their lunch, but...
Yeah, I was thinking beers, you know, just like a, maybe like an inner tube and just
The
chill.
Big thing is grandparents bring their grandkids all
absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely, because you all have that incredible koi pond.
Yeah, and the kids love to feed the fish.
Because the fish love to eat.
They sure do. There's one particular fish... He's bigger than all the other ones because he's figured it out.
Right.
And he'll eat right from your hand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he's the ugliest fish there. But he's figured it out, and he'll come right up to these kids and eat right out of their hand.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Hope for me. All right, let's answer some questions. 281-496-5711. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing good, Chris.
Hi. I lost all of my hibiscus trees with that freeze, and I'm replacing them. And I've seen some at Lowe's, but I can't find any. And I'm curious, maybe y'all might know where I can find some. I think they're called the Heartbreakers.
Heartbreakers? So that's a specific color?
Yeah, it's red with a. It gets real big, like about 8 inches, with white in the center.
Ooh, that does sound nice. I don't know much about that specific variety. I know that hibiscus. Are available around town.
We got in a ton. If you call our store, they'll run out and look at all the tags and see if they have that particular one.
And it is nice to have a couple varieties because they all behave a little bit differently. So if there's other reds that maybe are also amazing, maybe they don't have the white in the middle, or maybe they're a deeper shade, that might be good to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, we're doing that, but it's I'm trying to find the Heartbreakers.
Yes.
I got the peach, I got the white, I got this, I don't know, this some Hispanic name, gorgeous yellow with red in it, but the Heartbreakers is gorgeous. I mean, it looks like it's 8 or 9 inches when it opens, and it's white in the center.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds
but
pretty.
I seen it at Lowe's and went to go back to get some, and I mean, they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they had at least 30 of them, and they're gone.
Well, and that's the hard thing is those huge box stores, you know, they'll have a mass vendor that covers a huge swath of the country, and once they run out, they're out sometimes. And so it's a tough thing. But I would call our co-op members. I mean, if you need reminding, just go to our Home Show Garden Pros page. But Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, what part of town are you in, Chris?
I'm over in Spring, but the one you're talking about is over in Katy?
She's in Katy. But two places you could go, Plants for All Seasons is just off 249, just past Louetta. So Western Spring, I guess.
Yeah.
Near Vintage Park, kind of. And then Nature's Way Resources is just past... The Woodlands, like between the Woodlands and Conroe, just off 45, and they got a bunch of great plants up there too. But, you know, call ahead, like always call ahead. And then, you know, you're calling around, definitely call Warren Southern Gardens. They have an incredible collection, and last time I was there, they had a ton of hibiscus, so that might be another option.
Okay, great.
And that's in Kingwood, which, you know, again, you're just, you know, it's not too far, you're just going east.
No, I'm gonna head out to the Woodlands one right now and go look. But appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, Chris. You know, with this the fast moving sort of way plants are moving off, it really is wise to call.
Mm-hmm.
Call ahead, because it may be something that they don't have right now, but they're getting in a couple days.
And if you see it, buy it. Don't hesitate.
Yeah. And a cool thing too about the place, our co-op members, these garden pros, is that you can get in there and talk to the person that does the ordering. So you'll actually talk to the person that knows not just their availability, but the availability, like, of in the area.
We keep a running list. If you want something in particular, we'll get your name and number, and we'll, if we can find it, we'll get it for you.
I love that. That's so kind of you. What was it called? Heartbreaker?
Yeah, Heartbreaker.
I like that.
Yes.
Heartbreaker. Hibiscus. All right, cool. Cool. I'll write during the break. 281-496-5711. Anita Nelson is here. We're answering your gardening questions. When we get back from this break, we'll talk to Joe and then Andrew, Home Show Garden Pros.
Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Can't stand the heat? Don't grow the peppers. April is time to plant peppers, sweet or hot. If you like spicy and sweet, plant them at least 10 feet apart. They do cross-pollinate. Back to more hot gardening talk with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello. This is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Warren's Kingwood Garden Center. We are fully stocked with some of the best merchandise we've had in some time, whether it be color, tropicals, shrubs and trees, indoor plants, great selection of new succulents that just arrived, hanging baskets, everything is ready for planting. Our shelves are full with organics from MicroLife, Espoma, Fox Farm, anything you need to build good, healthy soils for the future when you're planted. All your needs are right here. Visit one of our knowledgeable staff, and we have the answers and solutions for your gardening questions. Better yet, bring a sample, bring a picture, and our knowledgeable staff will solve the problem and select the best product for a solution. So if there's any ways that we can help you, remember us, Kingwood Garden Center, Warren Southern Gardens. Come on, we'll help you get planting. Happy gardening. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Michael. And do just want to say, things are just looking so good. You guys are doing such a good job at Warren Sun Gardens, keeping everything stocked. I mean, just like, I guess I was expecting, I hear about the plant lack, you know, yes. But then I'm showing up everywhere and it's like beautifully full and lush. And yeah, maybe it's not quite like as many big groups of plants. There's a bunch of small stuff, but man, and then everything looks beautiful. Everything's doing great. So, all right, you guys are doing a great job. You Garden Pro co-op members are doing awesome. Warren's, Nelson, nice work.
Thank you.
You bet. I also, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Garden, Nature's Way Resources, Kingwood Garden Center, Enchanted Forest. Everybody's doing great. Doing great. All right, Joe, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Okay, thanks. If I talked to you guys a few weeks back about my crepe myrtle, the flowers always fall off throughout the summer. So I got the MicroLife Maximum Bloom, so yeah. I did pour it around the base of a plant. So right now, the leaves are just now starting to come out.
Okay.
So should I use a foliar sprayer and start putting it on the leaves, or should I wait till it has more leaves on it?
I do want to say your flowers are going to fall off. That is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, right? But in foliar spraying, especially the bark, is a great thing to do with molasses to protect it from crab myrtle bark scale, and then even the crab myrtle aphids that come out. But no, the maximum blooms is best treated through soil, through a soil drench. So
okay,
you're doing great. Now, I love alfalfa meal for increasing bloom life. And that would be a dry thing you could put out here in a few days, or you know, right when it starts budding with flowers, put alfalfa meal down, and you'll extend that bloom life a lot, like what maximum blooms does.
So the alfalfa meal, you just put it around the base of the tree.
Yeah, it's like it's like flour, kind of like baking flour. You just kind of sprinkle it, then you clap your hands together to get the last of it off your hands, and then you're kind of applauding your effort.
Yeah, but the microlife maximum bloom, you don't actually put that on the leaves. You just put it around the base of the plant.
Yeah, that's the best way to to apply it is through a soil. You want to get it in the soil, so when the roots are kind of working with the living soil, they have access to these nutrients specifically that push the blooms.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps. I'll call you guys back and let you know how it goes.
How exciting. Yeah, some pictures too.
All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, we love getting pictures of success, and we get a lot at our home show gardenpros.com page, so always a good thing. All right, nice question, Joe. We're on to Andrew. Let me say the number real quick, 281-496-5711. Andrew, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, morning, guys. I have a question. I've got three sets of palms near my pool. I don't know what the name of the palms are, but they've got a primary palm that grows about 3 foot high, and then it's got smaller, maybe 1 foot palms that grow on the sides of it. Well, after the freeze, one of the palms, the 3 foot high palm, it looks like it's dead. But the other two sets of palms on the top palm, it looks like they survived. So on the primary palm that I'm referring to, where it looks like the top part is dead, the two small ones that grow or connected to it, they've got green palms coming out. So this is my question. Is that top palm dead?
It possibly. So, you know, probably, you know, one out of three is a pretty good ratio. And they sound like they're sago palms. So they're technically cycads, not actually palms. It's just we call them palms because they look palmy. And so one thing to check for is on the very top, you can see if you've got any decay through just smelling it. And if it smells bad, if it's mushy at all or wet up there and, you know, starting to kind of show signs of decay, then that's bad. What you can do is get a pin or a chopstick or a dowel and kind of rub it around the little spikes that are up there, like the pre-leaf fronds, and just trying to loosen those up a little bit. And it may not be dead, right? There's a good chance that it just hasn't pushed out. A lot of them are pushing out at different stages. You're probably seeing that, right, where you have some brand new leaves that are two feet tall and some that are 3 inches tall, right? And so that's just where it may not be dead. I would not take the action to remove it yet. Anita, would you?
No, I wouldn't either. And I see that. My neighbor has a lot of sago palms, and they're all at different stages, just like you said.
Yeah, so that's one thing you do is get like a pin or a pencil or a screwdriver.
Right.
A chisel. Yeah, I'm thinking any tool, you know.
On that primary palm that I'm referring to, right in the middle where the new palms comes out, I was able to just pull the palms.
The heart.
And, you know, they were already brown.
Yeah, yeah. So
I pulled them freely, and somebody said that if you're able to pull them freely out, that means the heart is dead.
That's usually a pretty bad sign. How about you take a picture of it, try to get a picture of it, and send it to me? The way it works, you send me an email. You can attach one picture to the first one, but then I'll respond, and then you can barrage me with some pictures.
Okay, and what email address?
homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a button on there called Ask a Pro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that. Well, I appreciate the help.
No. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. And we're all struggling with the same thing. So.
Okay, thank you.
You bet, man. It sounds like maybe they're not sago palms if he's able to do that approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Hard to tell. We'll see when those pictures come in, though, for sure. All right, good talking to you guys. That's great. That's great. We got a lot more callers to get to, so we're going to keep on going here. Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. We'll be right back.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens, now offering native plants. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
As usual at this point in the show, we have already talked about this company multiple times, MicroLife. We've lifted up the Super Seaweed and the Maximum Blooms. And if you're not using MicroLife, just write that down, MicroLife. They make incredible fertilizers. They are focused on soil health. And they really, it seems like every season they're doubling down. They have a new palm food that would be ideal for Andrew and other people dealing with palm problems, because this is going to get those palms through the tough part. They do such a great job of building these things. It's like, okay, we got the nutrients. We got the food for the microbes. We have a mineral pack in there for a tree that needs it, like citrus. We can acidify it for, you know, azaleas and camellias and things like that. You know, and then we can add more nitrogen if it's for that. You know, it's just like all this stuff. And then they start inoculating things a couple years ago, and it's just incredible. It is literally the best fertilizer you can buy. Great stuff. Their Humates Plus is wonderful for just building soil health. If you're dealing with compaction, and you are, the Humates Plus is incredible. So this is where we need to get this stuff out there, feed the soil, buy it, put it out right away. It is just healthy soils mean healthier roots, mean healthier plants, mean healthier people, right? And that's what we're talking about. We want a better world, and we want it to be safe for your kids and pets. MicroLife does that, but it also really works to improve the health of your plants, and that means they're more resilient. It's phenomenal stuff. So, got a favorite MicroLife?
624, because you can use it for everything.
Absolutely.
You don't have to worry about being... And all of our... All of our production, we do bog plants. It's all with the Dakota Rev and the 64.
Nice. Yeah. 64 is great. Mm-hmm. That's the green bag, and it's the multi-purpose. You really can just use it for anything.
So
for more details, visit microlifefertilizer.com. Okay. Anita, so you guys got anything big coming up at Nelson Water Gardens?
Yeah. We're going to be on Great Day Houston this week.
Nice.
That's Thursday.
Great.
Me, my son, Peter, and Mary, all three of us are going to be.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So we'll each be doing a segment talking about what each one of us is expert at.
That's where we first met.
That's right.
It is. You and Peter were on.
Yes.
Yeah. That pops up on my Facebook memory. You know,
how many
memories.
Years ago? Five years ago?
Something like that. Eight, maybe.
It's been a beautiful friendship.
It has. It's been very rewarding. Very rewarding.
Yes.
Well, awesome. That's so cool that y'all are doing that. And you guys do some summer.
Yes. We always have a big event, and people love it.
Yeah.
We call it the Ding Dang Sale. We have it in the evening. And we just bring in, by that time of year, we can buy a lot of overstock stuff.
Right.
So we bring it in. We have it all marked down. We have music. We have hot dogs, and people just come, and they get, it's just a mob scene, getting of their, what do they call it, score what they can,
nice.
And then everybody sits down, relaxes, and enjoys themselves.
I love
that. It's a really fun evening.
So wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, Nelson Nursery is a beautiful place, relaxing, great for kids. It's just one of those places, it's like, we don't have an amusement park in town exactly, but it's like, That's one of the slices of an amusement park. That's like this natural setting, and there's stuff to do. It's just wonderful. Anyway, I digress. There's no roller coasters. Don't hit me wrong. You know, no rides, but it's just a great place to go be. So, and awesome plants.
Yeah, I love plants. I really do. And I get excited when we have customers come in and they start to love plants.
Yeah, right. That's awesome.
They're my favorite customer. they all of a sudden have fallen in love with the whole world of plants.
And if you love plants, you're pretty easy to please. So that's nice because there's a lot of them. Well, thanks. Great job as always. Mm-hmm. We got our little segment with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek, coming up. And you know, this is Home Show Garden Pros. So we'll be right back.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, MicroLife fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, we get to talk with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek from Southwest Fertilizer. We always love this moment because we get to get a question answered. You ready for a question, Bob?
Yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for it. Let's see the picture in front of me. Let's hear the question.
What is this weed taking over my St. Augustine? What can I do? Mark needs to know.
Well, Mark, I've identified it as creeping buttercup. It's common here in town. It does have a tap root. It all grows from one. Give me an example, Danny.
A carrot.
Beside a carrot, there you go, or a pine tree. But if it's overrunning the lawn, just a couple in the yard, we can just pull them out, and then you'll see exactly what we're talking about. But the main thing to remember is to prevent all this from happening. Hindsight's always 20/20, but using a good pre-emergent in the lawn at the prescribed times would have helped prevent this from coming on.
That's good.
And that in good soil, make sure we have lots of composting to help aerate that lawn, get rid of the compaction in the lawn. That's what's very important, and we'll have less issues with that. So once again, we get our soil right, we'll have a lot less of these weed problems. Mm. But to answer Mark's question, what can you do, we have a product called Weed Free Zone. That is a great product by Fertilome. Just put that in a pump-up sprayer. Following the label directions, there's a cool season and a warm season application. Mix that with a spreader sticker, which is important to use with an herbicide or anything we're spraying on to make sure we coat those leaves. And then, you know, one or two applications of this weed-free zone, and you should start seeing great improvement in this stuff dying out. That's what I prescribe for this particular weed, the creeping buttercup.
Gotcha. Nice. Well, great job there. A lot of good thorough thought there. And pre-emergence and compaction are such big issues that people forget about. They don't even think that it's a good thing to put down pre-emergence. Now, you got to do it at the right time. So I always appreciate you bringing that up, and hope those things are just flying off the shelf, because what a great way to control weeds.
Yeah, it's a good product, and it's done very, very well for us. Folks, if you got any other weed problems, believe me, there's lots of weeds out there. We can probably identify a great amount of them. I think there's 4,500 different types of weeds known to the state of Texas. So we don't know every single one, but we know a lot, and we'll find a way to help get it under control for you. So come on by the store. A lot of Yard Geeks here to help you. Or if you'd like to, send your question and some pictures, just like Mark did, to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.